Yeah, unlike Sydney, they didn't get the same amount of rain here on the Central Coast as we broadcast trackside at Gosford for the Provincial Championship qualifier come tomorrow. It's soft five. They got 23 millimetres, and we're lucky enough to have one of the local trainers here at Gosford, Luke Hilton, join us. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Derry, how are you?
Yeah,
Laurie?
Pretty exclusive little club here, mate. There's only about 10 of you, and about about 100 horses work here in the mornings.
Yeah, that's all we've sort of got. We've got a nice little group of trainers here and some good quality horses here as well. And as you can see behind us, a pretty picturesque race course and, some good facilities.
I was going to say, after all the rain that you've had up here, the track looks in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
it looks
bad.
In great shape, and it's actually Steve Scholar and the boys do a great job with the track, and it's a very good drainage track too, so it should sort of handle that. Rain, okay.
Weather curse. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, we were here in Fair Dinkum. The world.
Well, you were here, or was it?
Mate, we left in a boat, Fair Dinkum, and they moved the provincial championship qualifier. I think that day to Rosehill Gardens. As we have a look at this provincial championship qualifier, mate, is there one you like in it?
If it stays dry enough and we don't get as much rain, I think Golden Tycoon is a horse. He's a really progressive horse. He sort of showed in his first up run in the Spark of Life, you know, it was a very good run. And I think with that run under his belt and as long as it's not too wet, I think he can get the job done.
Golden Tycoon there.
How good's it been for racing the provincial and the country championship qualifiers?
Yeah, they're amazing. I've been to a number of the country championship meets at Mudgee, and we're off to Grafton on Sunday as well. And it's just a great atmosphere you get out there because it's a real community feel as well. All the trainers, it's kind of like you're playing for your local team when you're out there. And then you come to Sydney and sort of represent those guys. So it's a really good feel for that. And the provincial championships is doing the same kind of job. It's giving you an opportunity. It would be great if we could get the provincial championship zoned like the country ones. That'd be awesome too. But anyway.
Hey, Luke, I mentioned you train here, one of probably 10 trainers that train out of Gosford. It's always a challenge, isn't it, getting horses within the stable? The provincial championship's a good thing for that as well. But, you know, it's a tough market, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the hardest things is getting horses into the stable and then purchasing horses and getting them sold and things like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a challenge when, you know, we're competing with some of the biggest guys and some of the best trainers around as well. So
yeah, because you look through some of the fields, there's all the big trainers.
Look at this. Chris has got four in the provincial
championship. Yeah, Chris Lee. That's right. Yeah. And then you see today at Taree, Kieran Maher's up at Taree. Yeah. So no matter where you go, they follow you around as well.
Yeah. Obviously, let's talk about Taree. You're taking a couple there today.
Yeah, we've got two runners up there today. Remember Robbo. He's a first starter. He's actually a good story. He's named after Chad Robinson.
Chad
actually, this horse is by Unencumbered and Chad himself was a part owner in Unencumbered, and a number of the boys that are involved in that horse are in this one and came up with the idea and wanted to call him after Chad. So he's got a bit of a story to him. He has his first start. He's drawn horrible, but I think if he gets the right run, he could be competitive. And then got another horse later in the day called Rapid Lover, who's he's had one start, one win down at Canberra last year and he should be a good chance as well.
Now, Ben Lloyd, our producer, actually has a horse. He's got great expectations for this.
High expectations.
You've got a huge weight to carry as well. How's Ben's horse going?
Yeah, he's progressing nicely. We
needs time.
He needs a little bit more time. Yeah, he needs a little bit of time. But
looking for more ground.
He's coming along nicely. He actually texted him this morning and said he's out there working, but he might have missed him this morning. But no, he's a nice little 2-year-old by Animal Kingdom, out of Lobster, who's actually by Redoute Choice out of Universal Queens. So he's got a bit of pedigree, and we've got the half sister called Mornay, who's had three starts for a win in a second. So we like the family, and hopefully this bloke will. Do us proud.
Now, TK and I are two of the biggest mocks on a racetrack.
Oh, we can't
now,
stop you, something.
You'll get involved with Neil Breen. Breeny's a bigger mock than us.
Yeah, no, we are. We're very thankful for Neil getting involved with the team. He's a very enthusiastic guy. He loves his racing. He loves his horses. And now he's been a great asset to us. And, you know, to take a chance on young trainers you know, when you've got some of the likes of the big guys out there, really good to see Neil getting behind.
It's a great opportunity, isn't it?
It's a great opportunity. Yeah. He's very thankful. We've now got three horses with Neil. We were able to purchased this Animal Kingdom last year, and then this year we've gone out and bought another horse by Choisir, which Neil's involved in from the Magic Million sale. So hopefully we'll be able to go on and do some things with her.
He's currently, Neil, in makeup at Channel 9, and makeup and hair, getting ready for his stand-up tonight on the 9
at 6
News.
O'clock so, tonight, yeah.
Big good morning to you, Neil. Hey, Luke, thanks very much for us. So remember Robbo today at Tari?
Remember Robbo and Rapid Lover. They're the two up there today.
Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
No worries, thanks very
Luke
much.
Luke Hilton here, one of the local trainers at Gosford.